Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We've been having four programs back to back. You've got to catch these programs talking about prophecy and being fulfilled and visions right now that God's given about what's taking place. And this particular chip, the chip is called the RFID chip that they're using in theme parks, and they're wanting to use it everywhere, really, to be able to track everything. And we're really just putting it on credit cards today, you know, pretty much, and or debit cards. But it's amazing how these things are coming to pass. So we're going to be talking about that today. And if you missed it, too, we talked about the dragons, the three dragons that was going across America, as the reports were, from the west to the east, And it's important to really understand that God speaks through signs in the heavens. He speaks through weather patterns, through the stars. He speaks through
the moon,
the earth. Mm-hmm. He even said the rocks will cry out, you know, for him. So, I mean, here we are. We talked about, you know, that you can't buy or sell in earlier programs. You know, there's going to be this mark going on. Then I talked about an earlier program also about this vision, this dream the Lord gave me of how all this data is being gathered for the purpose of tracking everything. I mean, think about that, tracking everything. And when the government's already taken over healthcare, so you got your taxes, the people who collect the healthcare monies, because it's called a tax, it's not called healthcare, then they can track every dime that you make, every dime that you spend, and they're spent and where you're spending it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go buy ice cream, and you told your doctor that you were going to watch your calorie intake, because he's telling you or she's telling you that you're going to cost, the bottom line is here, you're going to cost us an open heart surgery because you will not lay off the bacon or the ice cream. And we have right here on your medical reports, that you were told this in January, but since then you have eaten 3 pounds of thick fat bacon. You've eaten 7 pizzas.
John.
So 7 Fridays, right? 7 pizzas and 7 orders of hot wings.
Chris.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. And then, and carrots and stuff.
Of course.
They don't have barcodes or chips or stuff. And I mean, think about it. They're going to have that. They're going to be able to, they're going to know. It's like this person that goes like, I don't know why I'm gaining weight. You know, you see them eat, and they're eating a salad. You're thinking, that's amazing what lettuce does to them. You know, but they're going to say, we noticed your movement in your house at 1 o'clock in the morning when everybody was sleeping.
Exactly.
As you got close enough to the refrigerator, when you reached past the carrots, because your mark, your RFID chip, whatever, past the carrots, and reached in there and grabbed the ice cream. And it's like, you were real close to that. You're doing better because you've never been that close to carrots before. I mean, this kind of stuff they're going to do.
Yeah.
And they're going to be able to tell you. And so they're going to say, well, you don't need that much money on your SNAP card because we understand now you still have some Cheerios in there because we can measure how much is actually in that box and not. This is what's going on. This is it. And he said, but the big thing is that you can't buy or sell. Learn how to fast. You're going to need time to, when they're passing out the mark, you say, you take this mark, you can't eat tomorrow. You go, well, okay, I'm going to take 40 days. Joe Miller, we're going to take 40 days. And we're going to pray about this. And I'm going to seek the Lord because he's going to lead us. That's what he says in Revelation of Christ. He's talking about that he will lead us through all this and how to handle these different things. And the first thing to do is look for, if we don't go away before that happens, then we'll look for the people who preach we would and take their food. No, you don't deserve food. You said we would not suffer. Right? And now we're suffering. And but you think about it, so judgment, you know, Pat was telling us this profound thing off the air, mind you. And we wanted you to be able to hear this because these three storms that are passing across America right now. I mean, watch the news.
This is happening right now.
As we speak, and there's people in tears. They're going, I don't know what to do. There's tornadoes. There's hail the size of baseballs. Understand that can kill you. It beat this whole metal car in. I don't have a picture of it right now. It beat it all the way down like somebody just stomped on the top of the car and poked huge holes like that in the top of the metal.
Wow.
Because it's like it's big around, big coming out, and it's like falling, you know, from real high up. And And the higher the storm, the bigger the hell. I think this storm's coming from the throne of God, so high it is. And so, but what Pat was sharing, what he noticed in scriptures was because these three dragons, which you can, matter of fact, put these three dragons up so everybody can see them while you're talking, so it makes sense in the context of what we're talking about. But they're moving from the west to the east. Mm-hmm. They're moving from the west to the east. So you'll notice them right here. You see that happening as we speak. So what? Talk to us.
Well, in scripture, notice a lot of times when God sends judgment on a land, a lot of times there's something significant he does. He'll send these east winds, and it usually follows judgment. And there's an example of it in Exodus 10:13, where he says, Moses stretched out his staff over Egypt, and the Lord made an east wind blow across the land, and all day and all night, by moving the wind, he brought in all the locusts.
Mm.
And there's several other places, like in Exodus or Genesis, when Pharaoh had that dream. One of the dream, part of the dream was this east wind came in and blew in. I forget what it was, but in Job and Psalms and Isaiah and Jeremiah, there's just several examples. Judgment always came with an east wind.
Wow.
Judgment followed it.
And so it would come, so it's blowing towards the east.
Correct.
Okay. Well, you know, it makes you think about when we quote from Second Chronicles quite often, but when you, we jump right into verse 14, Second Chronicles 7:14. You know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But when you just back up just a couple of verses here, it's just really, you know, bothers me. And this is what he says right here prior to that. So this is like the same. This is the same scripture. God says this. He says, word of God is in verse 13. He says, when I shut up the heavens so that there's no rain, or this is another thing, or it's not and, or command locusts to devour the land. And as you were talking about, the wind would come from to the east. Right.
Right.
And I would send to this eastern wind brought in these locusts, or when I command locusts to devour the land. And then he says, or again, so it's not, this, these are not all, it could be or send a plague amongst my people. It's like, you know, it's like the Lord, God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so he hasn't changed. We have Jesus. But if we walk outside of Jesus and the will of Jesus and the ways of Jesus and go our own way, then we're going to suffer the consequences of not the benefits of Jesus in our life and the faith in Jesus. Then he goes on after saying that, he says that if my people, so when these things are happening, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins and heal their land. In other words, we can be just this huge basket case of issues and problems and sin and doing all this stuff. God is just seeking to forgive us.
Hmm.
Isn't that huge? It's just like, he's so loving and he's so kind and he's so patient. And the enemy tells you, you know, he tries to tell you that, you know, God's hating on you or God is angry in the wrong way with you versus, listen, I'm angry with what's going on right here, but I love you so much. If you'll just turn, I'll forgive you. And that's, you know. And that means forgotten, forgiven, forgotten, see a forgiveness. And it's like, or else, you know, something's going to happen. And so here we are right now as we speak, these four dragons, as they're saying, and we have all that for you, three dragons that they're saying blowing across America as we speak right now. And the context why just right before that, where we're talking about the bison that are fleeing out of Yellowstone, where they're potentially thinking there could be a super volcano that could cover America with ash, you know, it's not meant to scare, just to create fear in you. It's, the reality is if you're turning your back on God, it's not going to be good.
Hello.
But if you're walking with the Lord, you know, there's nothing to fear, because listen, Jesus took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. You know, it's not about this life that brings us great, great joy. It's the fact that what this life beyond this life, eternal life with Jesus Christ. That's what we're called. That's the whole thing. And this life is about telling people about the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel and Paul said, if all we have is this life, we should be pitied more than anybody else on the face of the earth.
Right.
Think about that. And how many Christians live only for this life?
Mm-hmm.
Only for this life. You're thinking, you know, That's pitiful. And then they fear the very thing that we're supposed to rejoice, death. We're going to be with the Lord. Hmm. Why are you afraid? The question is, do you know him? Not did you tell people you know him. Do you know him? Does he know you? I mean, you look at Matthew chapter 7, and Jesus said, many people are going to come to me that day, and they're going to call me whatever people that do know me call me. They're going to identify in their own hearts with me as the people who know me identify with me. They're going to say, Lord, Lord. So it's all going to look the same.
Hmm.
And then he's going to say to these, he said, and he said, many people will do this. And he's going to say to them, he says, and then they're going to say, you know, as everybody else is talking about, you know, I fed the poor and I did this, and I did that. But this particular mini crew, they're going to be going, Lord, Lord, you know, we ministered, we prophesied, and we cast out demons, and you know, these signs and these gifts moved in my life. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus said, I'll plainly tell them, I never knew you. You have to understand that your gifts are not your fruit. Uh-uh. A gift is something that God allowed you to have, but that's not your fruit. Your fruit is what you do for God and to God and to other people. That's right. Who you are. You know, if you don't love folks, you don't love God. I mean, it just boils down to it. And he says, this is what he says. He says, how in the world can you say that you love God that you can't see when you don't love your brother? You can see. He says, you're a liar.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Sorry, that's what it says. And so don't buy into where somebody's telling you, yeah, you can just continue to hate your folks or hate your spouse or hate some figure in your life or some neighbor or some minister or some parishioner, you know, somebody in your congregation maybe. You can't hate. You know, we got to love. Love is what we have to do. And so so understand, as we're speaking right now, these things are coming from the west to the east.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge sign because what's happening? The four blood moons are knocking at our door.
That's right.
Don't be worrying about what your taxes. Understand, Jehoiakim is already cranking that puppy up.
We haven't seen
nothing yet. And but the question is, what do we do? When we get back from this break, we're going to start talking about, you know, what we can do, because there's another aspect of what Chuck Pierce was talking about. We talked about it earlier parts in the previous program about the dragon is moving into its place. And nations are aligning, but there's a glory coming like never before. We're excited about being able to tell you about it. Oh, God's saying so much, you know, and being able to communicate it to you. The big question is, it's the best of times and the worst of times. We're talking about, you know, these four programs today, four programs back to back. Catch them at VFNTV.com if you haven't caught them all, because they really connect prophetically in what God is saying. And we're going to talk about, you think about it. If like the lady said earlier, you know, she brought this children's book, says, don't take the mark.
That's right.
And the question is, well, if you don't take the mark and you can't buy or sell, how are you going to survive? Well, listen, God is speaking to us about that. And we're going to be sharing that with you in just a moment. But first, John is going to read the first part of Chuck Pierce's word this week when they gathered in regards to this glory that's coming. Understand, it's the best times and the worst of times. When things get rough and things that people depend on don't make it, they start looking up. And looking, and then God begins to move. God says, if you'll do that, if my people who are called by mine will do that, he says, listen, I'll restore everything.
That's right.
What was the word? What was the word that was delivered there at Gloria Zion in Corinth, Texas?
Chuck Pierce titles this, "This is a season of glory change." This past weekend was just incredible. The overall word was, this is a season of glory change. Ask the Lord about the changes coming into your life. Can you receive a new move of his glory? Below is a prophetic word that came forth Sunday morning. Also notice some pictures that he's talking about, the dragon storms, which we mentioned before. But this is where the word picks up. This is not the same as you've seen in the past. This is not the same as what you have asked for in other seasons. This is a different glory, a glory change that I am bringing into the land. You will shudder at the changes that are on the way and in your land and in other lands and with other people. For this is a time that the blood that runs deep will now be sanctified. This is a time that my spirit will go deeper than I have gone in the past. For this is a time of birthing what is new, but yet bringing forth that which is old. And treasures will erupt. Treasures will erupt. Treasures will erupt. I bring forth what has not been seen, and I will cause your gifts to come alive in ways they've never come alive. You will feel the shuddering birthing pains within you, and from that you will bring to birth the change that is necessary for you to enter into this season. So know this, dragons are on the move, and even the great dragon is now mounting up. Nations that will align are now aligning. So watch carefully and look deep into the circumstances around you, for these days of great are the days of great change. Watch the signs on your road, for your road is now changing. New opportunities are coming. Watch now, for I will realign your path.
And I'm so excited because you're looking at this whole shifting taking place, as we've been talking about in our programs today, and it makes me go right into this glory that God's been speaking to us about, the tsunami.
Yes.
We've talked about that before. The tsunami of God's glory is coming. And the thing about a tsunami is it doesn't matter, you know, pimp or preacher, prostitute or prophet.
That's right.
It just goes right over the entire land. And just imagine a great awakening, just the glory of God. And in the context of this, while we're seeking the Lord and praying, then, you know, the Lord speaks to Pat just recently and share about this actual, because the original word was, when God was launching us in the direction that we were going, was this huge wave is coming, and that it doesn't make a lot of sense now because people aren't even seeing a wave, but you have to prepare to catch it. And right. I said, this is what I said, you know, imagine us being on a surfboard and we're paddling as fast as we can, learning how to surf basically. So this wave, when it comes, we're already going in the direction it's going, so we can ride it. Because if you're not ready and you haven't been going in the direction, if you're a surfer, you know this, that the wave just passes you by. And so here we are now, all the things that God's taught us in the context of how to do what he's called us to do. And he just, as you heard earlier when I talked about the very specific word that our Secretary of State, John Kerry, gave, and how God spoke specifically to me, the very time that he would make that announcement and the ramification of what's going to happen. But he also showed me in the place that they put us was a large surfboard in that room. But now listen.
Wow.
And listen here what the Lord just shared with Pat.
Yeah, I had this dream, and I was riding on a surfboard. And in the natural, I have no idea how to surf. And I'm just ripping it up like some professional.
Right.
I mean, I'm just like going back and forth, cutting in and out. And there was people in the water around with me, and it seemed like people that I knew from the fellowship. And I'm just cutting in and out, back and forth. And that part of the dream ends. And then on the next scene, I'm actually standing on this 100-foot-tall seawall. And the perspective I have, I'm at the top of the wall, level with the ground. And you can look down, and you can see the ocean, you know, where the waves would roll up. And you can see the horizon. Then all of a sudden, this huge wave or swell came right up to the edge of the wall where I was. And the wall was made of concrete, so it was holding back the earth and holding back the water at the same time. And then I could see my wife Tracy was riding on the top of it with some other people. Again, I thought it was people from the fellowship. But they were body surfing. They weren't like on any boards or anything. They were just kind of being carried by this thing. And with real concerned looks on their faces. As you know, it rolled right up real slow, and then all of a sudden it just rolled right back out.
And how tall was this?
100 feet. It was level with that wall.
Wow. 100-foot swell. That's huge, yeah. By the way. Mm-hmm. Remember, Waveland was knocked out with Waveland, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Was wiped out with 17-foot. Remember all the deaths in Waveland when we went there?
Oh, yeah.
It was like 17-foot swells.
Wow.
17-foot swells. 100-foot swell, it's just...
Covers it.
Covers, unless there's protection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. So we're looking specifically in regards to what the Lord has shown us is that the surfboard to us represents us getting ready for this wave. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, you know, when you hear God speak, you just got to begin the journey. You got to get the up and go. And then he shows you and teaches you as you go. And if God would have given that dream to Pat early on, he wouldn't have been able to ride that thing. But
no.
The truth is, I mean, God has given him all types of skills and gifts and a team around him and some other things to be able to do what we need to do mm-hmm. you know, to gather, orchestrate, to formulate ministry seed and plant it into the nations. Mm-hmm. And in the context of that is like, do you want to get ready? I mean, mm-hmm. understand you can't do, you're not going to be able to ride some big, huge concrete anchor in this thing. It's just going to sink you. The mm-hmm. question is, are you ready to catch the wave? When Jesus was catching the wave coming through, you know, Jerusalem, when he's going through Israel, many people, the wave just passed them by. Mm. It passed them by. And it happens quite often. The thing is that get ready. This thing is happening. It's about to come. And it makes me think about, you know, the prophet Jeremiah Johnson in Tampa and Lakeland. Mm-hmm. And we have his word up. You can read it. But he talks about in the panhandle of Florida area, and what Lord of the Mahar is like a glory zone in the Gulf Coast area, Gulf Coast region, which also was spoken of like a womb for the nation. Mm-hmm. And so this is what's going to happen in the nation. But there's some things that have been holding it up, but God wants to pour out it's a huge wave of his glory coming mm-hmm. over the panhandle.
Wow.
It's like this is a shift. This is the glory that, you know, Chuck was being revealed to him, Chuck Pierce, in Glory of Zion Ministries in Corinth, Texas, this week. This wow. is all like now. This is like now what God's saying now. And he says, in the last days I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. They will prophesy and they will have dreams and visions, and this is what's going on. It doesn't mean you're necessarily saved, by the way, but it definitely means you're hearing, everybody's hearing mm-hmm. from God. Matthew 7 says that's a reality. But also in the context of that you're thinking, well, you know, this is the best of times and worst of times, and this RFID type mechanism to be able to track buying and selling, and these three dragons blowing over, you know, the earth, which we talked about, and you can hear this in its entirety listening to all four programs today. And what do you do? Well, we're going to tell you about it, because understand the God that we serve rained down manna from heaven to take care of his folks in the desert. Mm-hmm. You have to understand, first of all, you have to understand this, and we're going to be, you'll catch this in the next program. Make sure you catch it. But God loves you. He's not going to leave you. He's never going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. You have to leave him, and you have to forsake. He's not going to leave you. Mm. The thing about it is you have to understand he is Jehovah Jireh. He's your provider, and you know this by, have you been honoring him with the first fruits? Have you been saying, God, I know you're the one that gave this to me, and I'm going to honor you with the tithes and offerings in my life, because when I have nothing, I know that you will even rain down manna from heaven to be able to take care of me and my family. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk to you in our next program. Make sure you catch it, because God gave a specific prophetic vision dream about how he's going to provide in the time to come. It is powerful, powerful. Make sure you don't miss it. Catch him. We're talking about, you know, God is speaking. He said he'll pour out his spirit on all flesh, and you'll prophesy and have dreams and visions. And that's very important, because what he's saying is you'll be hearing the voice of God.
Yeah.
God will be speaking. You'll be hearing. The question is, will we be obeying? Will we be responding? Mm. And we've been talking about in earlier programs, we're going to kind of continue this prophetic conversation about these RFID chips and this mark talking about you can't buy or sell. Revelation chapter 13 is talking about that. And this dragon, you know, is coming up from the earth, the second beast. And that at the same time, four dragons are blowing as we speak right now over America. And we showed those. You can see those in the earlier program. And they're calling them the four dragons. They're four storm systems that look just like dragons going right over our nation. It's going from the west to the east.
Three systems.
Three systems. I say four. What's this four?
I don't know. You said it several times. I don't know.
And it's three. And as Pat was looking at scripture and studying scripture, he's noticed that when judgment would come, it would always come. It'd be a wind blowing into the east. Mm-hmm. It'd be an east wind. And locusts and all that would blow in like that. But understand, too, that was about God showing himself mighty. Mm-hmm. It was about God showing himself to his people. This is who I am. God hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he could demonstrate who he was. He had a plan to be able to bring his people out in the wilderness to show himself to him. So it's not the judgment in regards to, you know, writing you off or writing America off. It's about writing you in the Lamb's Book of Life. So understand, right. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life, but you need to pay attention mm-hmm. because it could be pretty tragic. And so we're talking about this. And so you talk about oh my goodness, they have this chip now that you can, they can track all your groceries, your medical, your everything. And I talked about it a couple of times, but think about this. How often do people, obviously somebody goes to the grocery store, right? Who goes to the grocery store? somebody buys groceries.
Somebody.
We say thank you to our wife out there. Yeah. Thank you for going to the store. And you don't buy groceries?
No.
I am so shocked. I figured you would buy them and iron them before they went to the pantry.
I just give her a list.
He shops online.
Nuts, carrots, lettuce, yada, yada. Yeah. And so
pretty much.
But imagine this. Imagine this, and you can hear more about this by listening to the earlier programs, but imagine you're walking, because the most common thing you're going to do is you're going to eat. Everybody goes and gets groceries. You might get different things on different shelves, but you check out in the same place.
Got to eat.
Right? And so if you have this little identification, that you have this on your wrist, and each of the items in your buggy has a RFID on them, it just automatically can read those. It's a radio frequency, so it's just sending out a radio frequency. This is, you know, Pat's got a ton of carrots, John's got a ton of pizza, and Chris has got hot wings, and Steve's got chicken and Italian dressing.
Yeah, right. What do you have?
I don't go to the store.
Yeah, but
somebody brings it home.
That's right. What do you have
to ask? I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know.
Oh.
I really don't know.
No, I'm
shy. I just opened the refrigerator.
There it is.
Donna is so good at putting stuff in there. And
thank you, Donna.
Yes, and the pantry too. It's amazing.
Amazing. It's just how amazing. That happens.
And the guy keeps it full. And so, imagine you're checking out. I want you to come. I'm trying to paint this picture today for you. You're checking out because you got to go get your groceries, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now they have all your health care. Because it's controlled by the government. They know whether you're on blood pressure medicine. They know, you know, your last doctor's visits, what all your fluids and stuff. They take all your blood checks and all that stuff, you know, your cholesterol. Simultaneously, they know your tax structure because IRS is the one that collects your health care premium. So they have that data mixed in there with your little bracelet thing. And they also know your income because you're depositing your money in your bank account and you really... It's actually probably going to be done digitally anyway. It won't be any way to do that. And so they know how much money you're making. They know what ratio you're spending. So they know whether you're spending too much money on groceries or not, and you're not going to be able to pay your power bill, example like that, you know. But imagine, so you come there and you're checking out your groceries, and all you do is walk past it, and it just knows who you are and all your banking information on your ID, on your armband thing. Knows what's in your grocery, because imagine you're standing on a scale. It's also your weighing out. So you're actually the weight of the groceries and your weight. And so immediately it shoots off a report to your doctor and lets them know that you are eating 3 pounds of bacon in the first 6 months. There's a new weight loss program coming to America. It's called famine, because if they control it, the food. Mm. So think about it, they're going to... And they're going to say, they will not let me sell you this bacon.
Yeah.
And it will not let me sell you unless you can.
This medication.
Specifically, yeah, this medication. Because to do that, it's going to cost taxpayers, you know, $125,000, because you're spending $3 every week on this fatty food.
Right.
So we can save money. Can you imagine the offense? I am not fat. I'm big bone. Well, your bones need to lose weight.
No doubt. Your bones need to lose
weight. Anyway, so imagine that kind of data coming in. And so, and this book that we talked about earlier in CBN News is reporting, this author had written,
Spy Chips,
is don't take the mark.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, if you don't take the mark, because remember, as we were talking in earlier programs, he says that this beast is going to control all that kind of data and the economy. I mean, I think we had a president that prophesied that years ago. He said it's the economy, stupid.
Dude, yeah.
And if you control the money, you can control everything.
That's right.
And it's not our current president. It was a previous president. And so with that, you don't take the mark. What does that mean? That means you couldn't check out at the grocery store. That means that you might not be able to go to get medical care because that ties you into everything. I mean, everything ties you into
That's
everything because
right.
you got you can enter in any way you want to. Mm-hmm. You know, like Google said, you know, you had the Google search engine for years, but then they thought, well, how can we, you know, get other folks to come in from other ways? So they said, well, let's just buy YouTube. And so when you're on YouTube and you're searching on YouTube now, that's theirs.
Yeah.
Let me just buy this and buy that. And so all of a sudden, it doesn't matter where you come in at, you're actually coming in. Look at that. It's the brightest up on that. That's the Google's first logo thing they put up. But the think about this. That so the question is, do you take the mark? Does God, and understand, God's in total control. He's in total control. That God's going to take care of you. He's going to provide for you. But if you're not even honoring God now with what he's giving you, you don't believe that he can take care of you. If you can't even honor him with 10%, with the tithe, with the first fruits, you can't take the first 10% of what he gave you. You're richer than what? 75% of the world's population. The poorest person in America is richer than 75% of the world's population, which means mm-hmm. you're probably richest 3% of the world. Yeah. And God's done all that, and you're still fearful that he's not going to take care of you? And then they say, well, I'm not fearful. Do you honor God? Do you take a first 10% of that and just go right into where you gather at in your fellowship in your church and just lay it down? No thoughts. Say, God, thank you for what you gave me. That proves that you trust him. And it's going to be difficult to trust him. It's like, how am I going to? And many people are going to be deceived and take that mark because they're not going to know this God that I'm talking about, that he can provide for you, that he's Jehovah Jireh. Government's not Jehovah Jireh. God, your job's not Jehovah Jireh. Some of you, God will take that thing away from you if you don't put that in the right perspective. And so the question is, what's God going to do? Well, I got good news for you, that our God, led his people into the wilderness, not for them to starve to death, but for them to be able to find out that he's the one that takes care of them.
That's right.
He took them in the wilderness to allow them to know that he was going to be their healer. He took them in the wilderness to know that he was going to be the one that provides for them. He rained down food from heaven. Think about that. Food from heaven and manna, and they ate that every day. And he met with them, and he introduced himself. So in the midst of what looked like it was going to be a tragedy, even God's people said, did you bring us out here to kill us? I mean, we were better off when we were where we were. And they found out that's not true. And here we are today. The big question is, what is the church saying today? Are the church saying, you know what? God, lead me where you want to take me. Show me who you are. Reveal your heart to me. And I want to be in the right alignment with really who you are, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You're my provider. That you are Jehovah Nissi. You're the one that fights my battles. It's not me winning the battles. It's you winning the battles because you move in my life. You mm-hmm. think about that. And Jehovah Rapha, right, the healer. God's my healer. The government's not our healer. And so these are the big paradigm questions. Well, I got good news for you. God just spoke about literally raining down gold. And it could be, provision, the context of this. But we want to be able to share this dream, this vision, with this night vision.
We're
with
back.
You.
We've been talking to you about the DR4IX chip.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, just messing with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's got some initials and ends with ID, and it tracks all your stuff. But the question was, when I'm reading again here in Revelation chapter
13,
when he's talking about this second beast coming and coming from the earth, and the dragon's coming here, he talks about this beast has been given power. And he says that it also will force people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their forehead, on their right hands, or their foreheads, so you cannot buy or sell unless you take this mark. And the mark, as we talked about in the earlier programs, is 666, and some of the things that God showed us about that and gave us a vision, a night vision about it. But the question is, well, what do you do if you don't take the mark, right?
Right.
Well, you have to understand, God is Jehovah Jireh. God is the one that provides. And this is what he said. He says, I will speak to you. He says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me and they follow none another. God speaks. The Lord speaks. God does speak. He does speak. And as a matter of fact, just recently, mm-hmm. God spoke about this and share what the Lord had shared with you about provision. I mean, you would never think, God can do anything he wants to do. Like, just like you let rain down man, as we talked about earlier. Pat, what did the Lord show you?
Well, what he showed me was I was walking around in the woods.
This is a night vision, right? This is a night vision.
Right, correct. I had a dream. And I was walking around the woods, and I just knew I was in the Midwest somewhere because I could see it was real rocky and hills all over the place. And there was a lot of people around me as well.
You have to understand, this is in the context of all this going on. So we're praying. We're seeking God, what do you do?
Right.
You know, here we are, you know, broadcasting around the world on television and radio, and God's sharing with us so we can share with you. Now, listen, this is what God is saying. He said, I have some things I want to tell my folks.
That's right.
And so this is not just, this is to Pat, this is to all of his folks. Mm-hmm. So listen, this is, he's speaking to us in the context of this particular night vision.
Right. And so, you know, myself and all these people were walking around the woods and we're looking for gold nuggets lying on the ground because somebody told us they were out there. And someone said that apparently squirrels had been eating gold dust laying on the ground when they're foraging for food, and they were leaving these big golden nuggets on the ground as droppings. So we're out there trying to, you know, collect as many as we can.
So dust, gold dust was coming down, appearing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, which we've seen that. We've seen gold appear. We've had a couple of instances like that. So gold just appeared. And so squirrels, who can't even read, so they're not even reading scripture, right?
Right.
But they're listening to scripture himself, are gathering up this gold dust, basically digesting it. And when it comes out as a nugget.
Gold
they're
nuggets.
Passing nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I mean, the question was, what are you going to do if you can't take the mark? Listen, everything man has to offer is counterfeit in regards to the real God. God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He's the creator of everything.
Yeah.
He paves his streets with what we wear around our necks for jewelry, with gold, right?
That's right.
And so listen to this. So look at these gold nuggets now are in the woods, and God's speaking this to Pat in a night vision.
Right. So we're all out there collecting these gold nuggets, and I fill up this big garbage bag full of them. And I wait,
a garbage bag full of gold nuggets.
And my bag weighed about 100 pounds.
100 pounds of gold.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I take this bag of gold, and I'm looking.
I can see somebody going like, and I got the mark.
Right.
So you got 100 pounds of gold in this
100
bag.
100 pounds of gold, yeah. And I'm looking for a broker to cash him in. So reluctantly, I hand this bag of gold to this guy that didn't know from anything. And I watched him walk away with this gut-wrenching feeling I'll never see him or it again.
I saw that look in Israel when they changed your money.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly how I felt.
Shekels?
They hand me this like Monopoly money bag. I was like, what is this?
It was so funny, man. These guys just stole everything I have.
Anyway. So the guy does finally, he calls me back and lets me know the value of it. I'm thinking, yeah, it's worth about $1 million. You know, that's a lot of gold.
Yeah, 100 pounds.
And he says to me, based off today's market value in this dream, he says the value of that gold is $626 million. And I said, I told you.
So this gold that was gold dust that was gathered by squirrels that was passed as nuggets that you got led out there to be able to gather this. Mm-hmm. And it was church folks, God's people that were gathering it.
Yep.
And they were gathering gold, and you gathered yourself 100 pounds of this, and you're thinking $1 million. But when you actually took it in, they exchanged it. This whole bag of gold, 100 pounds, was worth how much?
$626 million, which comes out to $1,345 an ounce.
No, not 1,345.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was today's value. Or $391,250 an ounce.
Don, I would just interrupt this. Can you take that necklace off and put that necklace exactly. away somewhere? No, wait, say it again. How much is it worth an ounce?
In this dream.
You have to understand, this is a now. All this that we're talking about is stuff that happens now.
Right.
And we've been hearing the Lord speak, but he's showing us how he's going to take care of us.
All right.
Okay.
1 ounce of gold, based off this dream, is $391,250 an ounce. Mm.
So if you're wondering, you know, we can't give any investment advice, but think about it.
Yeah. And what's today's market value?
Today's market value is $1,345 an ounce. That's a huge, that's like 30,000% increase.
I just watch squirrels in the morning time sometimes. I'm going to catch those squirrels, right? And keep them in, you know.
No,
I got to free them up to be able to get the dust.
They get the dust, man.
But think about it. Isn't that just like, God, so Pat calls me up that morning. We're talking, and he shares with me what the Lord had said to him, and I'm like, man, that's just great. That's just wonderful. That's God just letting us know he's going to take care of us. Mm-hmm. That's nothing that somebody sweeping the streets in heaven and just dust coming down. You know, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. But then, so I'm going to get my hair cut that.
Getting groomed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, groomed.
Well groomed.
And I'm sitting there getting my hair cut, and both of them. And this is Bird Magazine. It's a Bird Magazine. Matter of fact, you might be seeing the cover of it right now. This is Bird Magazine that's sitting right there at the person that cuts my hair, you know, Chris's workstation or whatever. And so I'm just picking, and I don't read Bird Magazines or anything mm-hmm. like that, but, you know, they're pretty cool.
Didn't know they
usually
had
you
one.
Take naps.
Yeah, right. Wake me up when you finish the damage. Anyway, so then I'm just flipping through this Bird Magazine, right? And I just heard this word. And so bird, you know, bluebirds, redbirds, canaries, you know, going through the whole thing. And all of a sudden, towards the back of this book, I flip open this book, and all of a sudden, right there, remember, you probably can see it on your screen, there was a golden squirrel eating based on my ability to see that from a pile of gold. Look at a pile of gold nuggets. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see it. You probably can see it on the screen right there right now. But there it is. And it looked like gold to me. And I'm thinking, golden squirrel eating gold. So I asked her, I said, is that a gold squirrel? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, is that, what's in front of him? It looks like gold, like a pile of gold in front of him. Right? Yeah. And so she said, yeah, it looks like gold. And so we were looking closer and closer. You know, you could tell it's gold, corn probably, which is food, mm-hmm. you know, provision, right. Man, and all yeah. that. And it's like, but right after the Lord spoke to Pat that night mm-hmm. in this night vision, Pat delivers that to me, and I'm sitting here, and God confirms this golden squirrel. I'm like, looking at this magazine going, oh, my goodness. And then as I look more at it, and I send this picture, you can see the next particular picture talking about the article on it. And it says specifically, it's called a golden squirrel. Mm-hmm. And the golden squirrel is called the gold fox squirrel. Mm-hmm. And it is Pensacola, Florida is where I was at during that time,
right.
The aspect of it. And it was in that particular
article. Right
article. Mm-hmm. And then it was from the Midwest, what God has shown Pat in that. It was the Midwest. And this mm-hmm. particular golden squirrel is what, from Iowa?
Yeah. It's in Ellison, Iowa.
And so
I had no idea where that was.
So then what did you do?
Well, I had to go look it up because I'm reading this article. I'm like, wait a minute. Ellison, Iowa. Isn't that in the Midwest? So I go look at the map, and lo and behold,
wow.
The middle of the Midwest is Iowa, dead center.
Wow.
Wow. That is amazing.
And that, look at that, right in the middle of it.
Wow.
You know, and the thing about it is God's going to take care of you. Because you're asking, you have to understand, God does speak. Don't listen to folks that say he doesn't speak. Hmm. The biggest way he speaks is from his written word. 81% of Christians, according to statistics, don't even pick up their Bible at all. And out of the 19% that do pick it up, only 3%, according to statistics, even make life decisions like we're talking about based on that word. So the biggest way God speaks, he speaks through his written word, but he also speaks through dreams and visions that line up with his written word. And he says that he'll rain down provision. He will provide for us. And so the question is, listen, if you're thinking your hands is what's making you wealthy and providing food for you, you're thinking your intelligence and your wisdom is what's doing it, if you think the government is God and that's what's providing for you, if you're thinking all those things, you're panicky, you're fearful when you're hearing all the things that we talk about. But the truth is, if you know God is your provider, God can rain down provision from heaven and have squirrel droppings be worth how much an ounce?
$391,250 an ounce.
I'm going to look for some squirrels. Lord, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. And the Lord, if you're faithful to the Lord and you're honoring him with the first fruits, you know he's going to take care of you because you said, God, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider. And I will not take the mark because you, God, not government, you are my provider. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing.